Israel has been pounding Iran with missile strikes for over 5 days now, trying to take out what it sees as a major threat, Iran's nuclear program. Fordow is Iran's second nuclear enrichment site after Natanz. It's buried about 80 meters into a mountain near the city of Qom, which is roughly 95 kilometers from Tehran. It's also heavily protected by Iranian and Russian surface-to-air missile systems, though Israeli strikes may have already taken out some of its air defenses. Now, Israel believes it can seriously damage Iran's nuclear capabilities, especially if it gets help from the U.S.
As Israel continues its attacks on Iran, there's growing speculation that it may need to talk to Washington about the possible use of American bunker buster bombs. That's because if it wants to realize its goal of destroying Iranian nuclear facilities, it's going to have to take out the Fordow enrichment plant, which is buried deep under a mountain in Iran. Right now, Israel itself lacks the conventional capabilities to take out such a facility, so it would need to talk to the U.S. about the bunker buster.
A bunker buster is a type of bomb designed to penetrate through tough underground targets before exploding. The US has one specifically made for deep bunkers, a 13,600 kilogram precision-guided bomb that can penetrate about 61 meters into the ground. The bombs can be dropped one after another, drilling deeper and deeper with each successive blast. Now, if you're wondering why Israel can't deliver the bomb, it's because only the U.S. has configured and programmed the B-2 Spirit stealth bomber to do so. If the U.S. decides to back Israel more directly by delivering those bunker busters, it could seriously damage Fordow. But that also comes with big risks. Fordow is confirmed by the International Atomic Energy Agency to be producing highly enriched uranium. A strike could potentially release nuclear material, though previous hits and attacks only caused local contamination. And beyond the physical damage, a US move like this could blow up any remaining chance of diplomacy. Now, Trump has said that he wants to talk to Iran about his nuclear program, but joining Israel's attack could shut that door completely.